The early years of A.W. Tozer. Aidan Wilson Tozer was born into a rural farming community in western Pennsylvania on April 21, 1897. The tiny farming town was Clearfield County, Pennsylvania. Tozer's grandfather emigrated here in 1830. He came from England, and on the way to Clearfield County, he stopped and helped build the Erie Canal. Tozer's life was very difficult. Everything came from the land or the animals that they had on their farm. This had a profound effect on Tozer later on in his life, and he's quoted as saying, "I happen to know what country life is like at the grassroots." Coming to Christ, in 1915, Aidan Wilson Tozer came to faith in Jesus Christ in an attic in Akron, Ohio. After hearing a street preacher, he was convicted to repent and accept Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. A short time later, he met a Reverend Sam Garreau of the Christian Missionary Alliance Church. Reverend Garreau saw the Holy Spirit in Tozer and his passion for preaching and took him under his wing. He mentored him until Tozer received his first pastorate in West Virginia. Tozer would remain in the Christian Missionary Alliance Church for the rest of his life. Tozer family. Ada Tozer, his wife. They had 7 children. After Tozer's death, Ada Tozer said that she was lonely for most of the marriage. Tozer, a Christian mystic? Well, rumors have said that Tozer is a Christian mystic. During his life, he denied these rumors as false. And he denies it specifically in his writing, "What Difference Does the Holy Spirit Make?" Well, I'd like to say this about mysticism I may suppose to have. If an archangel from heaven were to come and were to start telling me, teaching me, and giving me instruction, I'd ask him for the text. I'd say, "Where does it say that in the Bible? I want to know." The spiritual disciplines of A.W. Tozer are prayer, study, and meditation. Prayer was Tozer's main form of spiritual discipline. Everything flowed out of that. Every day, 7 days a week, for over 2 hours, Tozer prayed. Sometimes people would come to his office and find him on his knees with his face buried in his hands, weeping. Study. Tozer never completed high school or seminary, but was a voracious reader. He read all kinds of things, from Greek philosophies to the writings of the Catholic saints. In meditation, Tozer used the writings of these saints and prayers of St. Augustine and St. Francis to meditate during his time of prayer. A.W. Tozer leaves this earth on May 12, 1963, of heart disease. After his death, his wife Ada reveals that Tozer donated half his salary back to the church and always turned down raises. Ada reveals that she was lonely most of the marriage and soon remarries one of Tozer's assistant pastors. Research on this project revealed a man of God who, like all of us, was flawed and could not balance a life of God with his family. Why Tozer? Well, his discipline of prayer is something I would like to see in my life. His lack of a formal education proves that the Spirit of God is sometimes more important. And Tozer's writings are clear and encouraging for people now and in the future. Thank you for allowing me to present this study of A.W. Tozer. Please stand by for a short clip of A.W. Tozer preaching in Chicago in 1957.
Well, the truth is, you can't delegate prayer. Now, there's some things you can delegate. I can delegate my singing, for instance. I can have Nan McCracken sing my solos for me, because I can't sing solos. But I can't delegate my prayer. Nobody else can do my praying for me, unless I'm unconscious. And then, you know, your wife sends for somebody to come pray for you if you can't pray for yourself. But normally, but he says, "You pray and we'll do the practical things. You pray and I'll sing. You pray and I'll give. You pray and I'll entertain missionaries. You pray and I'll teach or sow or serve. You pray and I'll do the practical things." That is a deadly snare. If you cannot and will not pray, God won't accept your sowing. If you can and will not pray, God won't accept your singing. If you cannot and will not pray, God won't accept your entertaining people. God won't accept your money if you cannot and will not pray. It is prayer that gives power to all these other things. Singing, giving, entertaining, teaching, sewing, working, serving. Those are all good things if we set them aflame by prayer. But if we try to do them without praying, it's wood, hay, and stubble in the day of Jesus Christ. Now the true success of any church is going to be prayer. We can easily deceive ourselves, but our purity and our power and our spirituality and our holiness will parallel our prayer. If you were to have a graph that businessmen love so well, and politicians, if you were to take a graph and put it up here and have two lines across it, zigzag lines. One you mark prayer. The other one you mark spirituality, including purity and power and holiness. Spirituality, prayer. You'd find those two graphs, those two lines on the graph, they zigzag a little, but they parallel each other almost perfectly. Because morality will be dependent upon whether I do everything by prayer or whether I think I can do it. Now, I'd like to say this, and I hope it'll be taken right, but whether it is or not, I'm going to say it, that no one has any scriptural right to teach a Sunday school class who doesn't do it by prayer. If he isn't a praying man, he oughtn't to be a teaching man, because no man can teach anything that he isn't. He may try to teach some truth, but it won't do him any good, and it may not do anybody else any good. The teacher ought to be a praying person.